This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Italy takes center stage in the European debt crisis.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We'll start in Italy, where worries about the country's finances have sent borrowing costs to a new record this morning. The Italian parliament is about to vote on public finances, and if the vote fails, it could spell the end of Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's leadership. For more, we're joined live from Rome by the BBC's David Willey. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, David, do the Italians think that getting rid of Berlusconi would calm the markets?
In a sense, I think that Mr. Berlusconi has already departed. His departure has been discounted by the markets. They rallied a bit. They've been very volatile over the past few days. But Italy's borrowing costs have grown to the extent that the experts are saying that they've reached a point where it's not going to be possible for Italy to service its debts in the future. And this is really very worrying.
And you've been reporting from Italy, David, since the 70s. I mean, how significant would it be if Berlusconi were to go because of this debt crisis?
Well, it brings an era of Italian political life to an end. Mr. Berlusconi has dominated Italian politics for almost two decades, and his departure would be a radical change. But of course, there is no quick fix here. Italy, though, is the third biggest economy in Europe, in the European Union, and it does have, for example, big gold reserves. This is not a country that's teetering on the edge of complete bankruptcy. It simply lost credibility under Mr. Berlusconi. And Italians hope that if he departs, when he departs, things might get better, but it's going to take time.
The BBC's David Willey in Rome. Thanks, David. Well, today in Ohio, voters will decide the fate of the state's new law limiting the collective bargaining rights of public workers. A state ballot initiative seeks to repeal the law, which affects more than 350,000 unionized government employees. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Supporters of the law are using TV ads to paint public workers as fat cats.
It's not right that hardworking Ohioans have sacrificed, yet still have to foot the bill for government workers' gold-plated health benefits and automatic pay raises.
Government workers are supposed to get automatic raises, but many gave them up this year because of Ohio's tough economy. In general, the state's workers do have good benefits, but they accepted lower salaries in return. John Green teaches political science at the University of Akron.
The overall package may be really pretty good compared to the private sector, but there's a different mix of salary, wages, and benefits.
Harley Shaken is a labor economist at Berkeley. He says the issue is more than just public sector pay and benefits, because the law puts strict limits on whether government employees can negotiate their working conditions.
I think at the end of the day, the referendum is about the basic right to have a union and to negotiate.
This issue isn't confined to Ohio. Wisconsin has passed a similar law, and other states are watching closely. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly higher in overseas trading, up about 2% across Europe. As we've just gotten this news in from Greece, the Prime Minister's cabinet have submitted their resignations in preparation for a changeover in government there. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow rose 85 points to close at 12,068.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Atlantic Monthly Press, publisher of Worm, The First Digital World War by Mark Bowden, about the Configure computer worm and the battle to protect the Internet. By Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. and by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong.
Take a look around you today and see how many billboards you can spot. You'll probably lose count pretty quickly because they are everywhere. Well, a new documentary that's premiering today at the Doc NYC Festival explores just how fast billboard advertising has taken over public space. It's called This Space Available, and we're joined now by the director, Gwenelle Gobet. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, let's focus on the specific. I drive by a famous building in Los Angeles all the time. It's on the corner of Wilshire and La Brea. It's an old building, and it's got a big lit-up Samsung billboard on the top. What is wrong with that in principle?
There's nothing wrong with buying and selling, but there is something wrong when wherever you go, whatever you do, you are treated as a consumer. There are places where that is appropriate, and there are places where that's not. There's a problem when students from a class don't recognize the trees that are in their neighborhoods, but if you show them an alphabet with just one letter picked out from logos, they will recognize every single brand.
But it's not just billboards that are doing that. Obviously, that's something that's coming from television and from magazines and from images that they see all over the place. Why are billboards so much worse in your mind than the rest of the advertising we see?
Because they're occupying a space that doesn't really belong to advertising. It belongs to everyone.
Well, let's talk about one of the most interesting parts of your film, which is Sao Paulo, Brazil, a place that has banned all billboard advertising.
I think there was just too much of it. And it wasn't about who was making the best message or the best advertising. It was who was putting up the biggest billboard in the most places. There's a story of a bank billboard being bigger than the actual bank building. You couldn't see the city because it was covered in billboards. The mayor passed a law, and then everything was down in 6 months, which was pretty radical.
Do you think that anything like that could ever happen here in the United States? I mean, in the advertising center of New York, for instance?
I really do believe that it could happen because it's not good for brands to be a pollution. I really believe in the passion of New Yorkers, and they love their city. I don't think they want it to look like any other city. I think they want it to look like New York.
Gwenelle Gobet, director of the new documentary film This Space Available, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And we've got clips at our website, marketplace.org. Finally, to Scotland, where a fireworks company is apologizing for a technical glitch in a display last Friday. The display was supposed to last 20 minutes, but the company accidentally set off all the fireworks at the same time, and it only lasted 50 seconds. 50 amazing seconds. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. It's APM, American Public Media.
It's the third largest economy in Europe, and the smart bet says if Italy goes, so goes everything.
Stocks in Italy are plummeting.
Italy has one of the world's most heavily indebted governments.
Italy today is slamming Standard & Poor's for downgrading the country's credit rating.
I'm Bob Moon. Marketplace reports from Rome. Next time on the broadcast from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.